My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
She got to the heart of, I think, the debate that we might not even know we've been having, which is, we're all sitting here today, we're talking confidence. Why am I talking confidence? She just got to it. She's like, well, you're speculating. You don't know that his confidence is shattered. And I realize
I got no choice to.
I realize I don't want it to be an alternative. I don't want it to be anything else. I don't want it to be that his shoulder's messed up for good. Oh, I don't want it to be true. That he's lost his ability to read defenses or have an innate ability.
Because a confidence issue is something you think you could help.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. Even though that's not ideal either, that's way better than any of the alternatives, which is he just doesn't see it anymore. He can't feel the pressure in the pocket. He can't read the defenses. He can't process. His mechanics are shattered.
That's why
the Browns have been unable to fix it.
That's why I think it's been more of a confidence issue. How do you just lose that? How do you lose being able to sense pressure? How do you be able to do that? Or if it's not a confidence issue, or if it's a building confidence issue, which is something I can fix, okay, then it was all the shoulder and that he's going to be fine this year. Okay, well, I can't just accept that, or excuse me, I can't just shout that into the wind over the next month and hope that it turns out in September. I can't do that. That's why, man, maybe even at times against my better judgment, I want him to play. But do I advocate for it on the radio with all you fine folks out there just because I'm curious and I want to feel better? Would you feel better to see Deshaun Watson play in the preseason? Like, say Deshaun Watson played a quarter in the preseason. And in that quarter, he was 4-6 for 51 yards. Yeah, threw a touchdown pass. Roll out to the corner, found a tight end, touchdown, Browns up 7-0 against the Packers. And then he never played in the preseason again. Would you feel better? I sure as hell would.
I would too.
I sure as hell would.
I would too.
I would come in here and I would go.
It's so silly, but
I know me. You guys know me. You guys all know who I am. And you guys would know I would come in. Lima, you know. It's not a playbook. It's just how I am emotionally. I would come in and go, I don't know if this is all fixed, but I feel it's all fixed. And you would go, Kenny, he was playing against a base defense. And I go, I know he's playing against a base defense, but he's coming off a major shoulder injury, one that only baseball players really have. I do think that it's affected his confidence over the last couple of years, that he's had to do his season in fits and spurts and things like that. And I think that I can build off of this, especially because I have Ken Dorsey as part of this offense. And you would say, well, we'll see in the regular season. I go, yeah, but I can only go based on what I saw, and what I saw was pretty good. That's the only thing I could say. So I would know he's going up against base defense, but I'm not gonna get loud over it. It's not what I'm gonna do. I want something. I've seen the passes in practice. I've seen the video of a deep ball thing like that. I just want something to make me feel just a little bit more confident that this is gonna be all right. before Dallas, before week one. It could be, and by the way, it could be anybody. It's just there's so much pressure on week one because of what's around it, because who's broadcasting the game, for crying out loud. So I just want one little thing. Does that mean I put him in harm's way? No. I know that. That'd be stupid and foolhardy of me. But if they were like, hey, we're going to, Deshaun wants to play a quarter, we're going to play him a quarter. Oh my God, I'd be very excited. I'd be very excited.
And no RPOs.
See, don't get addicted to that sort of thing. Now, I don't know if that's actually true. Michael Lombardi says a lot of things. I mean, if we're up to Mike, he has the, I talk about him like I know him and he cares. If we're up to Michael Lombardi, he has every answer that's ever been to professional football. He hosts a podcast instead of being in professional football. His book was entertaining. He does entertain me, and he does make good points, but it's more based on the entertainment for me. But there was the thing of, are RPOs really starting to fade away? Are defenses starting to figure out RPOs and we're running them less? Let me get to Eddie in Westlake. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Wonderful, Ed. Well, you know, we're doing okay. Go ahead, bud.
Hey, well, let me ask you this question, okay?
All right.
And this, I won't do this comparison again, but I'm going to do it for the sake of, you know, just proving the point here. So, you know, when Baker Mayfield was here and he was playing through that injury, okay, that was probably the worst year that he was here playing through that injury, and he was able to bounce back and have a really good year with Tampa Bay. I'm giving them credit. Mm-hmm. So what makes you think, and maybe Deshaun Watson had lesser ability than Baker Mayfield, highly unlikely, it's doubtful.
Right.
But what makes you think that he can't bounce back from the same injury when we saw what he did? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know why people are thinking like he can't bounce back with all the ability that he had.
Have I said once that I don't think he's going to bounce back?
Yeah, but everybody always says we don't know how he's going to be.
We don't know how he's going to be, and we're nervous about that because we've seen many guys in Browns uniforms fail after injuries, so we can't help but be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nervous. Now, I know that he's different from all those other guys, but we can only go based on what we've seen. So until I see him play well, you mean, come on, Eddie, you know I'm going to be nervous about that.
But I don't know. But you know what, though? I mean, for as bad and okay, so, you know, they paid that money and they expected this kid to, like, take us to the Super Bowl and win, you know, 2 Super Bowls by now. I get it, okay, based off of his contract. But the reality of it is his this guy was really hurt, and mm-hmm. He still didn't look that bad. I mean, you say he looked bad, but for somebody that was going through the injuries that he had, I saw what an injured quarterback looked like, and I saw an injured quarterback on national
TV. Well, I've seen an injured quarterback.
Five, four and five interceptions left and right, turning the rock over continuously, not, you know, with all that extra torque.
Are you talking about Baker at Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I saw what an injured quarterback looks like. Yeah. I would have never even known this guy was injured. We were just talking about, he fell off. He was getting, ticking the rust off. You know what I mean? But this guy was hurt. This guy was really hurt. I mean, but we didn't really know the extent of his injuries to later on. We didn't really know that extent, and it still didn't look as worse quarterback play as we've seen when somebody was injured. When a quarterback was injured, a so-called franchise quarterback was injured.
Eddie, his advanced stats are still like in the mid-20s, meaning like Daniel
Jones.
But
saying that he's injured.
Right. No, I agree, but you're saying, oh, he didn't look that bad. Statistically, he was that bad. I know that he completed 14 of 14 in the second half against Baltimore, which tells you how bad all the rest must have been, that his numbers are still that bad.
Lima, the bottom line is, even at his worst, he still wasn't turning the ball over. He still now was he doing the things that we want him to do? Like, I guess we'd rather have him. We want 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns, whether it means six wins or 10. You know, we want the stats. We just want to see.
No,
the stats.
I want a guy I have confidence that in those bad, those unfortunate third and long situations, because Andrew Berry talked about it yesterday. You just don't want to be in third and long. That's why we're changing up the offense. We're going to throw more and put them into advantageous positions. Third and long is what separates all the great quarterbacks in this league, because eventually, in a big game, when you're up against it, you're going to be down a score, you're going to be third and long, everybody on the field knows you're going to be passing the ball. And in those situations, he's been brutally bad with Cleveland. He wasn't in Houston. He actually was really good in Houston. That's why we thought he could be an elite quarterback.
Mm-hmm. They weren't getting W's, so I don't care about that. At the end of the day,
Wait, Eddie, you don't care?
It would be a nice consolation
elite
prize,
quarterbacks
Eddie.
Quarterbacks are the guys that can do that. You don't care that he can do that?
So we keep on talking about these quarterbacks. Guys, it's Patrick Mahomes and it's everybody else.
I got to run. Okay, we got to get to some other people, and thank you very much for the call. I'm not going to sit there and compare him to Patrick Mahomes. It's never going to happen. At least not at this moment. Okay, maybe we can come back to it next offseason.
I've seen Joe Burrow
hopefully
third and long against the Chiefs and against Patrick. Patrick Mahomes. I've seen him on fourth down. Huge fourth downs by the goal line.
Hey, hold on now. I did see on third and 20 they get 16 yards against Arizona. They still punt it, but that was a hell of a lot of. Just saying.
What do you mean?
You got 16 yards against Arizona.
Okay.
I mean, you're giving me long third down situations. Yeah. I don't. Maybe if guys didn't get holding calls.
A little bit different between that and the AFC Championship.
I'm trying here. What do you want? I'm trying here.
Against Clayton Tune,
Tune's the same as Mahomes.
In October, a little bit different.
Clayton Tune's thrown more NFL passes than you have. It's the best I can say about that.
Guys, anybody who saw Deshaun Watson in Houston, you know that the guy you've seen in Cleveland, not even remotely the same guy. You know it. I get it. We're all looking for some optimism. It's why me and you have not given up on him.
No.
We still think it's there.
I can't. I don't want to. If I give up on him, then what am I supposed to do? If I were giving up on Deshaun Watson, I'd be talking about trading Myles Garrett now, because I would want Myles Garrett to go out and be a winner somewhere else. It'd be the same damn conversation we had about Joe years ago. If I gave up on, I'm serious, guys, if I were giving up, I know you guys, some of you guys have these arguments with a lot of people who may hate Deshaun Watson or think Deshaun Watson sucks or any of the other stuff. Guys, it ain't me. So when you say you guys, it ain't me and it ain't Tone. Because if I gave up on the guy and thought that he sucked up the room and thought that he was going to be a problem this year, I'd just be saying, trade Miles. Hell, trade Deshaun. Or excuse me, trade Denzel. Who the hell is my guard? Longtime guard. Why am I? Joel Bitonio. Joel Bitonio. Trade them all. That's what I would be saying. I'd be talking about landing spots for Kevin Stefanski. I'm not saying any of that crap. Because I don't believe any of that crap. I'm a little bit worried about the confidence because I can only speculate. And yeah, you know what, guys? I ain't gonna lie to you. Jason worked me into a shoot. He did. I thought we were kind of past all that. We're never going to be past it. And then all of a sudden, I got brought back up again and thrown in my face yesterday morning. And it's a little tough to handle at 9:50 a.m. Fair? Fair.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.